Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Have you ever felt as though God speaks to everyone else but you? He never speaks to you, right? Well, there was a time in my life that I felt exactly that same way. It seemed like everybody else was receiving messages from God, but I never heard a thing. Let's talk about that today on Simply Holy, a podcast for Catholics who want to grow in holiness and joy by living a simple, everyday spirituality. I'm Marge Steinhake-Venland, and I am so glad that you are here with me today as we chat about how God speaks to us in our lives, or how he seemingly does not speak. So think, just for a minute, think for yourself, how does God speak to you? When's the last time you sensed that God had delivered a message to you, so to speak, that he was really speaking to you? He was putting something on your heart, and you knew it was him, and you perceived it, and you understood it, and you had this great rush of gratitude that you had this connection with him. Maybe you've never felt that. And if you haven't, this is the exact podcast you need to be listening to. Let me start with an example from my own life. For a very, very long time, I had been praying about a particular thing, a direction I needed to take in my life that wasn't clear. I didn't know which way to proceed from where I was. And I begged God and begged him yet again, tell me what you are expecting from me. What am I supposed to do, Lord? What do I do with this situation? Where do I go from here? And in the meantime, you know, I'm seeing online, I'm reading in books, and you know, people talking about how they heard God speak to them. Oh, God spoke to me about such and such, and he said this and that. And they know it, and they're convinced. And I would sit there and I would think, well, he sure doesn't talk to me. And I had myself in a state of mind where I was really convinced. I'd convinced myself that God never speaks to me. He speaks to everybody else, but not to me. One Sunday, it was at Mass, and with the same thing on my mind, but I was not, admittedly, and I feel bad about it now, but I wasn't in the greatest mood because of this, because, you know, here I am at Mass, Lord, and I'm praying, doing my best to participate in the Mass, and I'm preparing myself to receive you, really you in the Eucharist. And I've been begging you for so long. Lord, when are you finally going to say something to me? Why do you withhold yourself from me? Why do I never get to hear you speak to me? What is up with that? Well, communion time came, and I went to communion, always with so much hope and gratitude, and this knowing that it really is our Lord in the Eucharist. It really is his real presence. And I go back to my seat, and I kneel down, and I'm praying, but my prayer is more like a whining rant. You know, it's, I'm listening. Are you there? Like, well, you're not saying anything to me. When are you going to start speaking? And, you know, that's really not the best way to pray. But this was the state of mind and heart I was in that day. And so my communion prayer, my after communion prayer, what was more like, I don't get it. I can't hear you. Why don't you ever talk to me? And before I knew it, the time had passed, and it was suddenly the, you know, we're at the final blessing and of the Mass, and I'm thinking, well, another missed opportunity. I didn't hear our Lord when I had him right within me, body, blood, soul, and divinity. What? How long is this going to go on? And they began the closing song, and it's a song that I know well and hadn't heard in ages, maybe since I was a kid, but I knew it immediately as soon as the organ started up. And let me tell you what that song was. Maybe you're guessing already. The song was, I heard the voice of Jesus say. No kidding. I am not in any possible way exaggerating. It was, I heard the voice of Jesus say. Now, if you're not familiar with the lyrics, I'm not going to go through the whole song, but I want to look at this first verse. Look it up. Just search, I heard the voice of Jesus say lyrics, and you will find it. It's all over the internet. It's all over the place. So here's the first verse of the song. And this think about this. This was exactly after I'd gotten done praying and begging and pleading and then convincing myself, no, it's never going to happen. He's just never going to speak to me. Well, here's the first stanza of that song. So I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found him in a resting place, and he has made me glad. Think about that. Isn't that crazy? In a good way. And I, at that moment, was, you know, I still don't know if I can adequately explain what the emotions were. It was absolutely phenomenal. It was a mix of, I started giggling, and my husband, you know, of course, my husband's looking at me like, what is going on there? And when I get, you know, I'm one of those shoulder gigglers where everybody around me can see, because they can see my shoulders shaking. And I'm trying to, you know, stop this and get solemn again. But I just can't help it. I can't stop giggling as the song goes on. But then at the same time, I'm giggling away at our Lord's sense of humor and the magic of that moment and what he did with that song. At the same time, the tears are rolling down my face. So it was one of those laughing and crying at the same time. I don't know if you've ever done it, but it's really quite the phenomena to undergo. So I'm, you know, giggling and the tears are rolling down, and you know, my husband is wondering if I'd really lost it. And so he's, you know, he's kind of looking at me, but and I just, you know, kind of threw up my hands like, I don't know. Just go with it. And, you know, and he got the hint that, you know, I'll explain it later. Well, I'm going to give you the other verses of that song, because I think it's just so beautiful. And I think it's definitely worth looking at in a podcast. Okay. Now you heard the first stanza. Here's the second one. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give the living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. You know, I was expecting that God would come to me and make himself known to me and speak to me audibly or symbolically in the way I wanted him to and in the way I'd seen him do for other people. You know, I was thirsting. That's why I like this second stanza. I was thirsting for a message from God. I was thirsting for Christ himself. And you know, lean down and take a drink of this living water. Yeah, you know, I was looking at this forcefully and aggressively as if, you know, I need to make him speak to me so I can hear it. But really what I should have been doing instead was just leaning down and drinking of the living water. In other words, allowing myself to just quiet down and take in his presence and accept, excuse me, accept the life-giving water, the life that he had in store for me. So next one, there's four stanzas to this song. Next one is, I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and all thy day be bright. I looked to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun, and in that light of life I'll walk till traveling days are done. I failed to see the light. I failed to realize that Christ is there, whether I hear him, whether I receive a message from him in the way that I think I should. He's there, and I fail to realize that. I fail to remember that. He is the light. Just look to the light. Do I need a verbal or symbolic message from him? Apparently not, because through the verses, the stanzas of the song, I think he was communicating to me, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. This I'm not a telegraph service here. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Approach me and you will receive whatever it is you need. The living water. You will receive my light. I will be your star to guide you. You don't need me to be dictating to you what you should do. You merely look to me and that will show you the way. Okay, the final stanza is, I heard the voice of Jesus say, my Father's house above has many mansions. I've a place prepared for you in love. I trust in Jesus in that house according to his word. Redeemed by grace, my soul shall live forever with the Lord. Now, obviously, they're talking about salvation, but isn't that part, or at least it should be part of all our decision making? I mean, that's ultimately any decision we make, or God shows us how to make, anything we do here on earth, anything we say or think, any plans we make, it all absolutely needs to be geared toward heaven. We must always act, think, and speak with heaven in mind. Everything we do. So trying to understand what to do in a particular situation, as I was at that point, trying to make these decisions and understand the direction God wants for me, I missed the boat, so to speak. You know, I missed the realization, I missed the fact that what all I had to do is to place myself into our Lord's hands, is to place myself before him, to drink of that living water, the graces, drink in, you know, to make it that a little more tangible to understand, to drink in, to accept the graces he had in store for me. In a sense, I was rejecting the graces he had in store for me because I wanted something else. You know, I wanted an email from God. You know, I wanted a text message from God. I wanted something that said what I'm supposed to do, rather than allowing myself to participate in the grace of Christ, to take in that living water, to look to him to be my light, my guiding star in my life for whatever I had to do. And the decision then comes based on what will best lead me to heaven. And consequently, those in whom I'm in charge of, or those who I love, my family, my friends, maybe, you know, of course, people that are in my ministry that I minister to. That's what that was all about. I was missing the whole point. The whole point is I didn't need to know step by step. I didn't need to hear explicit directions. You know, I didn't need an instruction manual per se, because in essence, I had the instructions. The instructions are to drink in our Lord's graces and to be in his presence. And part of that, of course, is receiving him in the Eucharist, is receiving the absolution and the forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation, to take in his light in Eucharistic adoration, all of these things. You know, I heard the voice of Jesus say, and do you understand now why I just lost it? Because I wanted to hear his voice as if it were a human voice, as if it were some obvious divine sign. You know, people say, well, you know, I'm going along and I see this road sign and I knew it was a message from God. Or I'm sure you've heard the stories. I'm sure you have stories of your own. Well, I wanted that. I wanted something absolutely blatant and clear. I wanted it my way and my timing. But here Jesus, with his sense of humor, you know, I just kept thinking, he's probably sitting there going, I'll teach you. And so prompted that would be the closing song at that Mass when I was praying specifically about not being able to hear the voice of Jesus say, and there it is, all laid out for me. And so in a nutshell, I did hear he was speaking to me, but in a completely different way from what I wanted. So, my friend, think about this for yourself. I pray that you either have or will have an experience like this, where you're looking and you're searching and you're feeling that frustration build, and then suddenly the light breaks forth and you understand what our Lord is communicating to you, whether it be obvious or not. You know, sometimes the decision is in the following. Sometimes what we need to do is the decision has to be to surrender and acknowledge the fact that we don't know right now. We don't know where we're going right now. That's the message from our Lord. So I hope you'll do, my friend, is go to my website and get my contact info. It's margefenelon.com. I hope that you will, you'll find it, how to contact me. I hope that you will definitely write into me. I love to hear from my listeners, from my readers. Write into me and share your story, your experience of hearing the voice of Jesus say whatever it is he had to say to you at that moment. who knows, maybe I will collect these testimonies, these witnesses, and make them into a book someday. But I would absolutely love to hear back from you. Also at my website, you can sign up for 40 days, 40 verses, my Lenten apostolate. Every single day through Lent, I send out a very brief email. This is two minutes long with a scripture verse that specifically speaks of hope, because we need to be hopeful during Lent. That's what Lent is all about. We go through Lent in hope, in anticipation of our salvation. So there's a scripture passage that specifically highlights hope. And then I give just a very, very brief few words, a little message of encouragement to really pump you up and keep you motivated with whatever it is you've chosen to do for your Lenten striving. I'm hearing such great feedback from people. So please sign up there. It's not too late. We're not that deep into Lent. Even if it was the last few days, you're still going to benefit from that. So go to marchfenland.com. Right on the homepage, you will see where you can sign up for 40 days, 40 verses. I also do, on my YouTube channel, I post little 5-minute videos with they're helpful. They're more than a tip. It's little bits of wisdom about how to really live that simple everyday spirituality, which I call simply holy. MargeFenlon.com. You can find my books there. I am going to be rolling out some new products soon. I will be telling you about that. I will be also posting some updates. I'm working on some very exciting things. One of them is a book about the apparition of Our Blessed Mother to a young Belgian girl in Wisconsin, in Champion, Wisconsin, which is near Green Bay, in 1859, the only church-approved Marian apparition in the entire United States. People have to know about this. There's a really critical message that Our Blessed Mother gave during that apparition, that everyone needs to know about. So I've been working on that. You can learn about that there, where I'm at with that, my other books, and I just want to hear from you. So go there, sign up for 40 days, 40 verses, and I will see you next time. Until then, please remember that the only thing stopping you from becoming holy is the excuse you make for not pursuing it. My friend, have a blessed, blessed Lent. Listen for the voice of Jesus in the way he wants to speak to you. And may our Lord bless you and our Mother Mary protect and guide you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.